Now it's a question that has gripped generations. Is there anyone out there? Well, there's a plan to send a message to a planet just 1 trillion miles away from us. A project has been launched to collect messages from everyone. The most popular ones will be selected and beamed into space in a few months' time.
I would like to send poetry.
I'd send a piece of music into space, probably one without words, a piece of classical maybe.
I think I would send lots of images of human beings, people, just so that they can see what we look like.
There's an old saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Maybe pictures of people would be a good idea. But where are the messages heading to? Here's astronomer Professor Richard Nelson.
We're talking about a system of three planets around a star called Gliese 581. This is a small star, about 30% the size of our Sun, so located about 20 and a half light years away. And this is a very interesting planetary system, discovered only last year. Probability of life out there is extremely difficult to quantify because the real unknown in all of this is knowing what are the ingredients of life itself.
Now let's return to the subject of sending this new digital message to space. What makes it different this time? Let's hear from the project organiser, Ollie Maggett.
The Earth has sent a radio wave very famously back in 1974 up into space, but it's been the preserve of scientists and the military and government. And this is the first time that we're allowing everybody to have their say and to kind of make their mark and essentially be in space.